Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Dreams without actions are just dreams. Keep your ass up and let's go.
Second down and 10 now from the 12-yard line. Brady over the middle. It's caught and into the end zone for the touchdown goes Julian Edelman.
And now
Brady wants the throw. Does. It's knocked up in the air. And caught by Edelman. Oh, my, off the deflection. He's got the first down at the 34-yard line.
The Hillman Morning Show presents
Touchdown. Julian Edelman.
The Hillman Huddle.
Touchdown, Julian Edelman.
Featuring Julian Edelman.
Right to Julian Edelman. Right place, right time. And that has moved the Patriots just that much closer to the AFC Championship game.
Rise and grind.
Free Brady!
This week's Hillman Huddle with Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Find them fast at shopuslast.com. Also brought to you in part by the City of Boston Credit Union. And Happy New Year, Bubs.
Happy New Year, guys.
How you
Happy
doing?
New Year's. Good. Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
awesome,
great.
Man.
We haven't had a chance to speak to you on the show since you got to meet your new daughter and since she came to town. How's that going?
It's good, man. It's pretty life changing. It's ridiculous. Everyone says the perspective factor, but I don't think you really know perspective until you have a kid. So it's awesome. It's great to have a little you running around, and you know, it's a fun deal now. You know? But it's a learning experience. You got to keep on learning and growing with it, and now you got to worry about everything someone else is all about. So,
how many diapers have you changed?
I'm killing the diapers now. Don't get it wrong. Got a diaper changing station.
Wow.
Front to back with the girls. Front to back with the girls, if you guys didn't know that.
Yes.
You don't want to mix that.
That's key. Yeah. Thank you, Julian.
Good
that's
advice.
Key. Just wanna, yes.
We'll make sure.
Is there a changing station in the locker room down at Gillette?
Wait, what? Say that again?
Is there a changing station in the locker room at Gillette?
No, this is a men's locker room. We don't bring newborn women in there. So,
well, I got to tell you, there's a lot of excitement about Saturday. I know you guys most likely don't pay attention to this stuff because you're pretty good at blocking it out. But you are 16-point favorites in this game. Is there a danger that you don't take the Texans seriously enough?
You know, I haven't heard that. I didn't know anything about that. But what I can tell you is, you know, we're playing the best football team we've played this year. I mean, this team's won a playoff game. They have, I think, statistically the best defense in the league right now, going into the last week as well. They're playing confident. You know, Coach O'Brien, I know Coach O'Brien very well, and, you know, he's going to have those guys, you know, wanting to run through a wall. And, you know, when we played them in September, we were two different teams. It's a lot of things have changed. They're a new team. We're a new team. So it's going to be a huge, crucial part for us to take advantage of these next few days to prepare and get ready for this. This is going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle.
With a 15-point spread and the bye week, has the general Bill Belichick been a little extra surly to keep you guys on your toes?
You know, last week, we didn't really take off the pedal, you know, the foot off the pedal. We had two crazy practices, more of worrying about what we could do to improve our team. And then after finding out who we're playing with Houston, now this is when you ramp up and get back into the routine and really focus on what you have to do. So coach is definitely, he's not going to let any complacency kick in. That's in his nature. And it's just one of those things where, you know, we really got to take advantage of practice and preparation, because that's how these games are won.
Meanwhile, there was a photo of Coach caught napping on the Nantucket Ferry. Does anyone dare kid him about that?
Definitely not. not this time. This time of year. You know, we're just focused on the Houston Texans, guys.
I wanted to ask you about the Michael Floyd block and ask you, in your career, Is that the best you've seen, at least in a play that you're involved in?
There's been a few. I mean, that's definitely right up there. I mean, Mike's definitely he's shown that he could be a tough. Obviously mentally tough guy as well. With the circumstances that he's come here and how he's been performing and being a good teammate, so. You know, it's great to have him. He's going to be able to help us out. He works hard. He's a great guy in the locker room. And, it was definitely a great block and up there with what I've seen.
Is it nice to have Danny Amendola back?
Always. Yeah. Always nice to have Dola back. He's like a leader on the team. He's works his tail off. He's someone that you can look at in the huddle and, you know, he's gonna have his game on and he's going to be able to make a play and do whatever it takes to help the team. So, you know, anytime you get a guy like that, that's a huge help.
The question of the week for Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots is brought to you by Rob Ninkovich's hair doctor, Dr. Robert Leonard. Go to hairdr.com. And actually, the question of the week involves Rob Ninkovich, who said yesterday that he didn't really feel like there was a home field advantage in a playoff game. How do you feel about that? Do you think you get an advantage by playing at Gillette?
A little bit, but not really. I've lost at home a lot in the playoffs, 3 or 4 times, so... I mean, if you go back and do the statistics, I mean, it really doesn't matter. Especially when you go into, this is, you know, having a bye, you're going and you're playing a team that's already won a playoff game, that has confidence, that's going to come in here and try to knock your head off. So, you know, of course, the routine and not having to travel is nice, but, you know, there's no chance that it's 100% sealed or anything like that. Every year there's people that go on the road and win.
This is this is amazing to me, because it seems like just yesterday that you were a young rookie seeking my guidance and my mentorship.
Now he's trying to shake you.
But you are actually among the veterans on this team. A lot of these guys that you play with have not played in a playoff game. Are you able to, from a veteran perspective, help them get ready for that?
You could do everything you can to try to help. But every year is a new year. I mean, you know, stakes get higher every year. You're always trying to learn how to perform better in the playoffs. So with the whole playoff experience thing, I mean, that you could, you know, every year, you know, you're going to hear of someone that's going to make plays that wasn't a household name, that, you know, was a guy who was undrafted or something like that. And that's what you can try to tell these young guys, is that, you know, this could be your shot. This could be an opportunity for you to go out and make plays and really solidify, your name and try to go out and perform well in the playoffs. I mean, that's what playoff football is all about. So, you know, it's tough. You know, you don't want to get in the trap of saying, oh, I've been here, I've done this, because I haven't been in this year's playoffs. This is going to be new to me as well. And I don't want to take it lightly by any means. So I'm going to go in there and share what I do know, but also go in and let them know, hey, man, anyone can make a play here. So let's go out and do everything we can to do it.
Did you give Tom the follow on Instagram?
I did follow him.
Pressure.
We were worried.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, speaking of Tom,
if he's following me, though. That's some bull if he's not. You know, it's to the tango here. Yeah.
Did you see his video to The Rock?
I have not seen his video to The Rock yet.
All right. We're going to, I think The Rock has responded today. So a little bit later on after Hill Mill, we'll listen to that.
I'm going to have to check out what is it going to be on your Instagram?
Yes, yes, you do. I know. You, I know.
Yes.
Well, see, there you are. A lot of people said you were all business and all serious today.
It's playoffs. Come on,
hey, playoffs, baby.
Yeah, out of Houston.
Playoffs. He's a dad now.
Yeah,
hyper focused.
Hey,
got responsibilities. You know, all those times I used to bust your balls, Greg, about you know you got kids and stuff. Now I start to realize, bro.
Yeah,
I guess you.
Not that easy, right? It's
that's not that easy, bubs.
It's gonna be you who can't go out on a Saturday night because you got a parent, and don't call it babysitting. You got to call it parenting. Is hey, speaking of that, is Frank coming in for the game?
Nah, Frank's not coming in for the game.
What?
He's a little superstitious. Came to the last one.
Oh,
You know, we lost, so
he's gonna stay home.
Old Frank, yeah, he's got to stay home. He's staying in the living room back at their old home and have laser focus on the TV and not want to talk to anyone and pretty much, you know.
Six-pack and watch the game, right?
I don't even think so. I don't even think he drinks during the game. He doesn't want to be
distracted
under the influence.
Of course not.
I mean, he literally thinks he's playing the game when he's watching the game. It's unreal. I mean, he might have a lip in or something, but other than that,
that's it. Just
that's it.
Just throwing a lip in and watching you and the rest of the New England Patriots.
Fanny pack in full effect. He'll have all his little gizmos and gadgets in there, so he doesn't have to get up. I mean, Mom will be up there giving him some chips and something.
Just put them in front of him.
Not moving.
All right. Well,
that's
good
focus.
That is focus.
Even Frank is focused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Frank
right.
Edelman.
Partying on Thursday means drop balls on Saturday.
All right.
Well, listen.
Exactly.
We wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again. I'm sure. All right, Julian Edelman.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
All right, Bubs.
That is the Hillman Huddle with Julian Edelman.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.